Can we help you?
Hey, this is Wayne.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Hey, man, this is, we spoke a while back about your property on Rexmore Drive.
Yeah.
You still selling it, or?
Am I selling it?
Yes, sir. That's not both with
you.
Yeah,
if you got the money, I'm glad to sell it to you.
Well, what number are you looking for?
Well, I think I can probably get 720. My neighbor just got 720 for his, and his isn't even broke.
That's right.
Say again?
I said, that's right.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
he's got, but he didn't have brick, and he didn't have three brick fireplaces.
I guess my real question is, you know, I remember talking to you having some bad experiences or whatnot. I guess people have called you. Are you... You want to actually sell it, or are you just fishing?
Well, are you going to buy it? Is it you that's doing the talking? Say, if you buy it, I'll entertain you to buying it.
I mean, I would buy it at that price. I wouldn't take a cash price of that, but I would purchase it. I mean, in a realm, there is a place where I would, you know, pay around that for it. Yes.
Okay, so you're the person with the money. We're not talking to somebody that don't have any money. We're just playing a game, are we?
I'm not trying to waste your time. Hopefully you're not trying to waste mine either, but.
Not either. I'd be interested in this, like that kind of deal, but you know, if no, I can get it, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
I'm in no hardship. No big deal to me one way or the other.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you have somewhere else to go, even if we were to make something work?
I'm building a new place on the river.
Oh, nice. Whatever.
Where the Potomac meets the Chesapeake Bay.
Nice. Cool, man. So, okay. Well, I mean, look, obviously you want to get retail for your property. I mean, you build, you know, you're building a house now. I mean, the best, you know, if you were to take, you know, financing on it, that's the only realm that I would pay that kind of price for it, because you know, it is a nice property. It's, you know, X, Y, Z. I'm not going to tell you all the great things about it. But
almost the neighbors near Park put their houses up. I'll say 620 to 680, and this is like recent. The guy that just sold his for 730, he put it up for 680. That night someone beat on the door, I guess, and they gave him 730. That's what it closed at anyway.
Right. Well, you know, that's, you know, the market.
It's not too hard to sell the neighborhood.
Right.
The golf courses.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the neighborhood. I've done a lot of, I have a lot of property in the area, put it that way.
Okay. Lived there for 36 years in the same house.
There you go. I mean, if you were to list it, I mean, the, you know, obviously you're looking at like 6%. I'm offering you, what I'd be willing to offer you is 1.3% as a flat fee to me, and then that would leave you at 2.5% for the buying agent if they were to bring a buyer. And that would save you a lot of money, because I'm not, you know, if you were to owner finance this thing to me, I'd take it. But other than that, you know, a cash deal, it doesn't really make sense for me to buy a retail house this big for no reason. I mean, I have multiple doors that way, but I'm sure you can understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I'm always interested in all kinds of stuff. I'm in panic mode, and right now they're still building, so if they run out, that means I got to move all the stuff if I sell today to a storage place, which that's not a problem either. But I need to know that I'd be going in the right direction.
Yeah. And I mean, I think in the sevens is definitely feasible for, you know, you got, it's like a 4,000 square foot house, and it's nice, so.
It's a basement, two-car garage.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice house. It's all brick and all oak floors, and we pretty much redid everything. All the bathrooms were redone 2 years ago, honey?
3 years.
Yeah.
3 years. New roof on it last year. New gutters on the front. I put the 5-inch ones, all brand new.
Good.
What's that?
I mean, I think it's definitely in the sevens. In between.
Oh, they got brand new cooling system too. I just put in.
Okay, nice.
Well, are you looking for finance it for you, or what are you asking?
What's that?
Are you asking me to finance it for you? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Either I would pay, you know, I would pay you a price that you would, you know, accept, and you to take, you know, take terms on it. I mean, I'm sure that you still have a mortgage on it.
Oh, I had no problem. I got a mortgage 2 years ago, 4%. They did it probably in 30 days' time. It came in at 630-something at that time. But since then, I see everybody putting them up at 650, 680, and they sell for 7-something. And they don't last more than 2 days in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if we were to put it on the market, I mean, there's two different things to do with it, you know. You put it on the market, or you owner finance it with down payment on terms. I mean, you know, realistically, I think I could probably bring you about $800,000 on this house.
Okay.
Or realistically speaking, let's just say it did sell for $800,000. You know, regular commission on that is going to be $48,000 total. Just for selling and buying side, then you have a few, you know, some closing costs. You know, what I'm offering is, you know, instead of 25, I'm, or 24, excuse me, you know, I'd be looking to give you 14,000 off just to sell it, on the market. So instead of $48,000 at closing, you know, you'd be really only paying $34,000 in commissions compared to $48,000. So I mean, you know, I'm willing to work with you. I don't need this house. You know, you don't need to sell it. We're both in the business.
Yep. I like getting as much as I can, but you sound very interested. I like some of your strategies. I'm open to listen more.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty promising. What are you looking to do for something?
You know, that really depends on you. You know, I can list it by the weekend if it was really needed. We have our own staging company too. You know, I'm not sure what the stage condition is.
I bought all new furniture for the whole inside from the top to the bottom.
Okay. Well, so I guess my point is, you know, to bring in that $800,000, like I think it will, or very close to it, you know, there are some professional, you know, detailed, shiny objects that, you know, I'd like to make sure that are included in the photography.
We can figure something out. We just had the paintings inside. Probably spending close to $20,000 doing the whole inside.
Yeah, everything. And we have our own inventory of everything, you know, couches and, you know, whatever it may be. So, regardless, you know.
Well, if you want to be a text and stay in touch with me, sometime in the next month I'm actually getting ready to put a new deck on outside. I had the other deck all ripped down. We'll put up a brand new deck. Pretty much, I was thinking about listening to come March, mainly because everybody else comes alive then, and everything will be pretty much done. Gets one more grass seed, and I'm done with that too. I took out about $14,000 in trees last year just to make it look a little in the front.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the house, you know, outside. You know, I'm very familiar with the area. I'm sure you know where. Drysdale, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that street over there? What is it? Bolingbrook, I think. I got a lot of properties, man, so I apologize. But regardless, you know, I know the neighborhood.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're looking to do something, we can definitely, you know, just out of the kindness of my heart, I'm willing to list it at a discount. You know, I typically buy properties, you know, pennies on the dollar, and I, you know, I'm not going to try to insult you and offer you something that I know you're going to say no to anyway.
Well, I don't need to sell it to get my other house. No problem with money or income. I can pretty much buy whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'm safe. Pretty firm, but same time, somebody said, hey, they write me a check and I ain't got to deal with nobody, I'm all about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, in the realistic world, unless you knew someone personally, I don't really see that happening, especially on a purchase like this.
Most people take to their houses in our neighborhood, get the country club, put a hat out there, invite people over, want business starts at this, and they throw it in their hat. It's done in 10 or 15 minutes, but that's how they've been doing it for years.
Yep. Yep.
But I like to, you know, maybe see what you work out of. So I'd say within the next month, I'll be ready to do almost what you say, or I'll get the number anyways, forgetting about it.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I follow.
I'm only going to work 3 days a week, and from that, I'm just going to go to the river, live up here 3 days a week. I don't need the house to live in. I can get another condo or something.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, let's stay in touch. I'll give you a call. I mean, bare minimum, you know, the 1.3% compared to everybody likes saving money. Let's just put it.
Yeah, on. I could probably hook you up on a couple more on the same street. My brother, he's my age too. We've all said we're checking out as soon as possible, maybe within now to 5 years, but I'm getting ready to check out anyway. I've done enough check.
Okay. Well, being the broker, you know, and having me and my partner and owning the business, you know, it just makes it easier, and we can, you know, that's how we're able to offer what we can.
That's wonderful. If you don't mind, send me a text or stay in touch with me somehow or another. We'll figure something out after the deck's done. And I thought another
email. I'll send you an email and I'll text you.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Thanks so much.
Yep. Alan Dave, W. Tyler at Hotmail, correct?
Yes, it's ALANWTYLER@hotmail.com.
All right, buddy. Well, I look forward to it and let's stay in touch. And you got my number, and I'll see you. And we'll just take from there.
Sounds great. Thanks for calling.
All right. See you, Mr. Tyler.